The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and that one guy in Lee who still thinks radio is powered by squirrels, welcome to another thrill-packed, life-changing, probably FCC-questionable episode of Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea. That's right. You're hearing us live on WTBR 89.7 in Pittsfield and the always memorable WSBR 88.1 in Lee. Because apparently, Lee demanded their own frequency just for us. And as if that wasn't enough, we're now simulcasting on PCTV. That means if you've ever wondered what two grown men with radio faces look like on TV, your nightmares have come true. So sit back, lower your expectations, and prepare for the show that's officially broadcast in more places than it probably should be. It's time for Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea, where mediocrity is not just a goal, it's a lifestyle.
It is absolutely a lifestyle. This is something that, you know, you gotta just love to do, you know? You just gotta do on the radio, so... We want to welcome you, Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea. Obviously, it's just me right now. Billy's going to be a little late, but you know what? Hey, we can do this, I think. I don't know. I'm kind of exhausted. But how is everyone doing out there tonight in, fun land? I'm on Facebook Live. I'm also on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield Radio. Also on WSBR 88.1 in Lee. Also streaming on PCTV Live. We're always live. We don't do that radio. We don't do that recorded stuff. You know, that's not us. Eventually, you know, we're going to do something like that. But, you know, it's going to be, you know, maybe we got a holiday coming like we said last week. If there's a holiday, we're definitely going to do, you know, some kind of pre-recording stuff, because, you know, you want to spend the holidays together. You don't want to be here in the radio studio going, well, it's Christmas time, and, you know, I can't watch my kids open their presents and feel all the joy, you know? But, you know, that's the way it is, I guess. You know, it's you got to pre-record sometimes, because you got to make sure that you don't, you know, lose your spot. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to, you know, get obnoxious, get pushed aside. It's basically what I'm trying to say. There's I'm sure there's some people out there that never always want to try to do some radio. You know, they're probably like, well, I want to try some radio stuff. And, you know, come on down. You know, come on down to WTBR and, you know, PCTV and fill out that little application. You know, try to figure out if you want to do some radio, do some music. You know, you do a talk show. You can do, you know, I mean, there's an array of everything. You know, there's a whole bunch of ideas out there. I'm sure you can do it. I got faith in some of you guys. I got faith in some of you guys. I'm not all of you. Some of you. Yeah, I'm just kidding. So if I sound a little scraggly, it's because I'm losing my voice a little bit, which I don't know why. I'm already over that. I'm old enough. If you guys are like, oh, you hit. You know, no, I didn't. I didn't hit puberty. It's over. But... I have no idea what's going on. I don't know if it's, I had a terrible cough for a while. I don't know if that's the reason. Maybe it is. It's kind of obnoxious a little bit. So, like, when I'm talking to somebody, it's like, hey, you know, and you just lose it. You know, it's just gone. You know, you feel like a lead singer of a band, and then all of a sudden your voice just gone. You know, that's probably terrifying to them. To me, it's... I just sound like, you know, a cooler radio host, you know, with a deeper voice. You know, my name's Chuck from Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea. You know, it kind of stinks. I don't know if you all can hear it. It's kind of scraggly a little bit, you know, but, you know, it's all right. I can deal with it. It's not a big deal. You know, not a problem, I guess. I guess I can handle it. I'm man enough. You know what I'm saying? Man enough. That's right. Man enough. So usually when we do the Facebook Live, it's usually way over in the corner so you can see me and Billy. But like I said, today it's just me for the time being. Billy will be here, I promise. I hope nothing goes wrong or whatever, you know, because he's doing his thing. Usually it's over there and you guys don't get to see my ugly mug. I mean, you get to see it on TV now, which is creepier. But, you know, that's it. I mean, do you really want to stare at this for an hour? I mean, I wouldn't. But, you know, it happens. You know, life kicks you in the butt, and it happens. You know, things have to, you have to take care of yourself and take care of things. You know, your health, you know, you got to get out there, make sure you're feeling good, you know, phenomenal. Obviously, I didn't do that because I'm losing my voice. So, it is a pain. It really is a pain. Like, where you're like, oh, we got a radio show, and they're like, oh, I can't make it, you know, because I got to go do this thing. Totally fine. Like I said, it's life. Life happens. I don't really care. I mean, you know, you got to do what you got to do. You got to make yourself feel great. You know, your health is really important. Just take care of yourself. That's all it is. This isn't a motivational radio show. This is a comedy show. Can't do comedy very much when I don't have my sidekick with me. I don't call him my sidekick. We're both the sidekicks. It doesn't make a difference. I'm not Batman. He's not Robin, that's for sure. And he's not Batman, and I'm not Robin, because I don't look good in yellow and red and green. And plus, I wouldn't wear an outfit like that to begin with, because that would be absolutely horrendous and terrifying. Because, like I said, you may think the camera adds 10 pounds, but no way, sirree, Bob. It's a lot heavier than that. But, but yeah, there's no way I could be Robin. That would be awkward. You know, Billy wouldn't want to. I don't mean, Billy loves Batman. I love Batman. We're the nerdy type of people, you know. But, like, not super nerds, not one of those ones who are like, oh God, yo, I'm gonna collect this and this and this and this. I mean, I don't do that. I mean, I buy some things, you know, that got like characters, but yeah, that's it. I don't go all out and all crazy and insane, you know. But you know, you gotta collect the things you like. You know, I mean, I'm sure there's people collect what? Teacups, right? You know, it's a thing. I mean, it's mostly women that do that. I'm not saying there isn't any men out there, but, you know, like I said, dying here. And then you got people that collect, what, doilies? I know people collect doilies, dude. There's no way. They're like, oh, this one's very lacy. Let's get this one. This one's nice. You know, it's you got people that collect, what, those knitted blankets, the one with the holes in them. People love those things. They collect those. There's people that collect anything, like, probably toothbrushes. I wouldn't doubt it. I'm sure there's someone out there that collects thumbtacks. Who knows? There's an array of things out there. But, I mean, me and Billy have been best friends for a long time. And it's there's no sidekick in here. It's just we're both the heroes. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, hope you got that, Bill. we love doing this so much. Like, we are trying to start our podcast back up. We want to do that because you have more freedom on a podcast than you do on FCC rules and stuff like that. Don't get me wrong, I love doing this. And I know the guys are listening to me back there, but I definitely love doing this. This is phenomenal. I love being on the radio. It's so awesome. This is been like a huge dream to me, is be on the radio. I've always wanted to be on the radio. I've always wanted to be like a Howard Stern, but I can't get that. I can't go that far. But one of my favorites is Howard Stern. I love Howard Stern. I would love to meet him in person. Never met him, you know. If he gets to listen to hear this or whatever, he'd be like, well, he's never going to watch this. I mean, I'm just saying, if he ever got to hear it, whatever. But it would be awesome to meet him. But this is so much fun to do. You have a blast. There's times where we don't know what to talk about, but when we just spit things out, you know, it just comes out. We're just like, hey, you know, there it is, you know. We'll talk about movies. We'll talk about Christopher Walken. I don't even know if I can do Christopher Walken's voice right now. You know, let's see. Let's try this. You got to understand. No, I can't. It's a little more raspy now. Can't do it. I'm sure I can do Chantel. Like, oh my God, that's so cool. You're so awesome. Hi, Billy. I know you can hear me. You know, stuff like that. But the characters we do, you know, the funny commercials, you know, our funny intros. I mean, we have a blast doing this. This is, like, so fun. You know, I would love to get bigger, you know, but you know what? This is a foot in the door. It is exactly what it is. Anyone out there wants to be a radio host, trust me, I think you would have a blast. And sometimes you're going to get a little nervous, and it's not easy where you think you can't talk, and you're just like, oh my God, what do I do? And you get a little nervous. It is nerve-wracking. And yes, I'm Italian. I talk with my hands. So it's the way it is. There's nothing I can do about that. So, you know, it's how do I explain that? I don't even know how to explain it, but it's just, it is a very, it's not tough. It's just for some people, it's probably not what they want to do, but I mean, why not give it a shot? Why not try something different? You know what I mean? Give it a chance, you know? And I know there's people out there definitely that want to do radio, and they would love it. They would definitely love being on the radio. They would enjoy every minute of it. And usually when we're on Facebook, we have a whole bunch of people. Where are all the people? Why are you guys not here? What's going on? Insane. Don't get it. But whatever. Hopefully there's a lot of people watching on PCTV if they know who we are. It would be phenomenal to have you guys watching. I mean, I can't stop saying that this is one of the best things I've done. But as I was saying earlier, we are trying to start our podcast back up, which is the same name, Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea. If anyone knows, of course, we do have a lot. We do play a lot of games. We play Bad People and a few other ones that I can't name. We've had interviews, of course. People have probably heard that. We've had interviews with the actual Patch Adams. We've had interviews with Eric Martin, who is the lead singer of Mr. Big, if anybody knows that, from the 80s. We've had some influencers, you know, a couple of those. A couple that, one that we didn't, you know, she was, I don't know. I won't talk about anybody bad. It wasn't bad. It was just, we didn't understand it. We were on podcasts for two to three hours because nobody wanted us to go anywhere. But it's a different feeling to do it on a podcast because you can definitely say whatever you want, and you know, and you don't get in trouble for that. Here, you know, on radio, you got to be a little more respectful. No, you can't swear. You can't, you know, say derogatory things or disrespectful. You can't smash the radio. You're not a radio station. You're not allowed to do that. You can be mad at somebody, but you can't be like, oh, you know, these guys, you know, you can't say anything like that. You're not allowed to do that stuff. But yeah, I mean, we definitely want to start the podcast back up. We're super excited about that. I can't wait. You know, I can't wait to do it. It's like one of my favorite things because, you know, we had our own sound effects and we did our own commercials, like way worse than what we play on here. I don't know if anyone's heard our commercial, but if you guys want to listen to the Kentucky Fried Apple Chili Garden Golden Buffet, I will play it for you. But I will do it definitely after the commercial break. I'm not sure when Billy's going to get here, but hopefully soon because I'm slowly running out of what to talk about. So, you know, well, anyway, it's been a hectic few days for me. I have worked two doubles in a row, 15-hour days, and I'm exhausted. I'm tired. I don't even know how I'm here doing this. I really don't. But I'm here. You know, it's, like I said, something I love. It's something that I enjoy. But, you know, it's been fun. It's been a fun 2 days, not really, but working 15 hours 2 days in a row is, how do I say this, brutal, you know, because it's not, don't get me wrong, I got a lot of stuff done, definitely got a lot of stuff done. People may not think so, but I did. I'm not lazy, I work. I don't collect. I'm not allowed to do that because, you know, I kill myself basically. So it's super fun doing that. killing yourself, working harder, and just like, you know what I mean? You know, it's brutal. It's brutal. But, you know what? I get to do this after. You know, I get to do this and have fun and see all you guys out there. Obviously, there's no one right this minute, but obviously, whatever. But you got PCTV. You guys can watch me on there. You can watch me and Billy on there. You can rewatch it if you want to. If you don't want to listen to us live, that's totally fine. You got all the options on the planet. You got Apple Podcasts. You got, or whatever they're called, Apple Cat. I don't like Apple anyways. You got that. You got, you know, what is it? iHeart, I think it is. I'm not sure if they do that. Maybe, you know, they do a few other ones. It was like a little minimal before, but, you know, now it's a little more. This is phenomenal that I can do this by myself. It's really not phenomenal. It's actually a pain because when you don't know what to talk about, it's so hard. You just ramble. And I'm not really rambling. I'm actually putting little pieces here and there together so you guys can, you know, understand what I'm talking about. I mean, the other thing I was going to talk about is if anyone's ever had any, like, weird bad dates. You know, like bad dates. Like, where you go on a date and you think the person's amazing when you first, like, chit-chat with them and stuff like that. And you're just like, oh, this person is great, you know. Then you meet them and it's like hell on wheels. It's like she's evil or he's evil. Don't worry, I'm not talking about just women. I'm talking about guys, too. And you're just like, what happened to you? You were a nice person. And, you know, just it. Or you meet somebody where you're like, a long time ago, I met somebody, you know, a long time ago. And went on a date and she was wearing a Red Sox hat and I was wearing a Yankee hat. And she hated me off the bat. And I was like, really? It's just a hat, you know, grow up, you know, seriously. She's like, well, I can't date anybody that's a Yankee fan. I was like, well, good, because I can't date anyone that's a Red Sox fan. But it's like, are you serious? It's just baseball, and I love baseball the way baseball is. I wish they'd leave baseball alone. That's something I wish they did. Now you got this time clock to pitch. Terrible umpires. One thing that's good, though, is Angel Hernandez retired. Thank you. That was the worst umpire on the planet. The planet. That guy called the worst calls you could ever imagine in baseball. The worst calls. And it's not a joke. I have seen videos of this guy calling strikes that were like almost in the dirt. And they're like, are you serious, man? You can't be that blind and you can't be that stupid. Because there's no way that was a strike. But he retired. Don't get me wrong. There's a few umpires out there that cannot make a call to save the planet. Like if the life expectancy on this planet revolved around this guy to call a strike, that would be the end of it. Trust me. But I don't, it's just, you know, it's I just wish they would leave sports alone. Sports is like, back in the day, back in the day, it was more of a man's thing. Now, you know, there's women that love sports, kids, you know, I'm not saying kids and women didn't like it back then, but what I'm saying, more men liked sports. Now it's just becoming like an everybody sport, and I love that. You know, sports are for everybody now, because back then it was like, you're not allowed, why are you watching baseball? You're a girl. You know, it's, why not, you know? But they just don't leave sports alone. You got people out there just mess our sports up, and it's like, you know, it was like this for a reason, and you need to leave it alone. Like, changing logos, which drives me insane. Like, you got the Cleveland Indians, okay? I'm going to call them that for the rest of my existence until I'm dead in the ground. They're always going to be the Cleveland Indians. There's no such thing as the Cleveland Guardians to me. There never will be, never going to happen, okay? Just like the Washington Redskins. Never going to happen. It's always going to be the Washington Redskins, never going to be the Washington Commanders. That is probably the worst name for a football team I've ever heard. Well, I don't know. Cowboys are pretty bad. That's a pretty bad name. I'm kidding. If you guys, if there's any Cowboys fans, I'm only joking. Don't get mad. There's always next year. As you say all the time. Well, we're going to win it next year. I haven't seen it yet. I don't know what you're talking about. You know, you got that. I mean, you got so many teams that just... Why are you touching the teams that have been this way for years? It's because you have a group of crybabies that don't like people using Indian names. The funny thing is, the Indian community are very aggravated with the fact that they changed the Redskins logo and the fact that they changed the Indian logo, because that should have been left alone. That is none of their concern. Like the other people's is none of their concern. Indians and the Indian people, the Indian community, leave it alone. They leave it alone. Don't touch it. And what do? They touch it. And then people are like, oh, we agree. Yeah, it's an Indian logo. Oh, it's stupid. We shouldn't do that. What about the Braves? What about the Chiefs? You know, are you going to change them too? What are they going to call it? The Kansas City, I don't know, the Kansas City Arcs? Is that what it's going to be? Something? I don't know. But something stupid. Like the Atlanta, what? Can't call them a Brave. Like, they changed my school's name. Okay? The Taconic Braves. I'm going to say it. Taconic Braves. You get mad at me? I don't care. That's always what it's going to be. I can't personally say, yo, man, I'm a Thunder. It doesn't make any sense to me. Okay? It makes no sense. You can't be a Thunder. It doesn't work that way. And I'm sorry. I know it's just community radio, but I'm just trying to understand, like, what happened? What's the whole point behind that? Why change the name of something that's been an icon, basically, in my life, to the Thunder? Why didn't you change it to, like, the Buccaneers or the Pirates? No, not the Pirates. Everybody has Pirates. Buccaneers or, you know, Buffalo. Something with meaning. Thunder is not meaning. That's just me. I mean, maybe I'm being mean or evil, but no, I'm not. I'm just trying to understand the concept of what gets in people's heads up here to where they want to change things. I'm not computing. It's not computing with me. It's just something that I will never understand, and just leave things alone. No, it's not bothering you. Just leave it alone. But nobody does that. They always want to be a bunch of, give me a tissue for my issue, and cry about it. It's frustrating. But it's all right, I guess. I have to deal with it. Everybody has to deal with it. Where everyone's like, oh, look, it's the Cleveland Guardians. I mean, what's next? Like, really? Like, you're going to change the Toronto Blue Jays to the Toronto Leafs? I mean, I guess you're going to leave it like that. You got the Toronto Maple Leafs. Why don't you just call them the Toronto Leafs? Because you feel like that. You can't use an animal soon. And it's going to be, everything's going to be crazy. Because you got the Cardinals. You got the Blue Jays. I mean, you got the Devil Rays, right? The Rays. Don't use that because it hurt, you know, that guy that was always checking out animals. Crikey, man. That guy. Can't remember his name. Steve Irwin. That's it. Okay, cool. Nobody said it. I just remembered. But it's insane. You know, just leave sports alone. It's not bothering you. I know you're just one of those evil women out there that just... And I'm not going to say it's just... Okay, let me rephrase that. You evil people out there that just want to change things because you think it's wrong because they're using a certain name. If you go after one thing, you got to go after the other, which I'm sure you're going to eventually. You can't just go after the Indians and the Redskins. You got to go after the Chiefs, and you got to go after the Braves and whatever other Indian name that's out there. Something. You just got to go after it. Can't say no. Got to do it. I almost sound like Wolfman Jack. I hate Wolfman Jack. It's almost... I almost got the beard, like, I guess a little bit, but his was a little longer. But I don't know. It's frustrating. It's really, really frustrating. Man, I don't know. Just stop touching sports. That's all I'm saying. Leave it alone. It's It's not bothering you. Like, nothing is bothering you. You're just... you're disturbed because you want it changed because you think it would be prettier with a C instead of an Indian. With a W. Like, why change it to a W? Why don't you just put a Commander on there or something? A Commander logo on their helmet for the Washington Commanders. Why? Why a W? We already know they're in Washington. We don't need a W. You could have put a W and a C in there to make it look really nice. Maybe I should make your logo. Because I do that sometimes. Like the Guardians one. I don't know, man. I just don't know. Ugh. It's just, it's so frustrating when you watch sports and you're like, oh, who's playing? Oh, the Cleveland Guardians and the Red Sox. You know, it drives you nuts when you want to say Indians and you can't. Because you feel like someone's going to come around the corner and beat you with a ruler. No. Cleveland Guardians. And you're like, okay, okay. Remember those nuns back in the day where they smacked you in the knuckles if you talked with a ruler? Yeah, that's what you get scared of. Like, oh, look, the Washington Redskins. You're looking around the corners, making sure no one's coming at you. You know what I'm saying? It's just people are just turning weird. I don't know. It's just insane. But it's almost the first half hour, and no Billy. Oh, no. But you know what? I'm sure I can try to handle this for a whole hour. I'm sure I can do it. So I just wanted to thank somebody. I always want to give a shout out to Mina for coming in today because she does everything. She does every Wednesday for me. And me right here from my bottom of my heart, thank you so much for everything you do. I want to thank all my employees where I work. I want to thank them too. Well, a chosen few, not many of them. They haven't been there, so, you know, I want to thank Mina, Nikki, Amanda, Hernan. I want to thank all you guys for helping me out, you know, helping me out with the store, and I really appreciate it. You guys are doing great. Thank you so much. Means a lot to me. That's a pretty good shout out. I think it's a pretty good shout out. Oh, the other thing, I will talk about this in the next half hour. Yeah, that's it. The next half hour is going to be funny because I have a little thing here to talk about. So, yeah, it's going to be a blasty blast. We got like 2 minutes or 3 minutes before we go to the half an hour. But you know what? Who cares, right? So, I will definitely, like after the commercial break, I will play the Kentucky Fried Apple Chili Garden Golden Buffet commercial for you guys because I know you haven't heard it on PCTV. I don't know if you can hear it on PCTV. I have no idea. If you can't, you can't. I mean, I'll turn it up, whatever. I'll leave the mics on or whatever. It's funny.
Here I come to wreck the day.
Billy is here. He has made it with 2 minutes to spare. Oh, man. What's up, man?
Oh, my goodness.
You all right?
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good.
I'm good.
Listen, I was listening on my way here.
Yeah?
And I'm like, the only thing I could think of was when you're like, leave sports alone.
Yeah.
All I could think of was way back in the day, I don't know if anybody remembers this, but Chris Crocker, when he was like, leave Britney alone. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah.
He was like, he was seriously upset.
He was like, leave Britney alone. Because that was when so noise.
Well, that was when Britney Spears was you know, like she shaved her head and everybody, and she kind of had that breakdown or whatever.
Yep.
But like, he went on YouTube, made a video, and he was seriously upset, and everybody had something to say about it. But he was crying on it, and he was like, leave Britney alone. Jesus, God's going to hurt time. That's all I was thinking.
Just stop being a baby. Let her do her thing.
You're like, leave sports alone. I was like, leave Britney alone. I did say it.
Did you?
I said it right out loud. I said it right out loud.
You're like, leave Britney alone.
Yeah, I did.
Don't you touch Britney's bald head either.
I was like, let her be. Let her shave her head. She's who cares?
She's not a wishing. What is that? Wishing. What is that ball when they use for like a genie?
An eight ball? Or
no, like a genie ball. What is that thing called?
I don't know.
Like the ones that use the like
crystal ball.
Yeah, that's it. They couldn't even say crystal ball.
Crystal ball.
Oh man, that's funny.
It was, hey, you know, she was going through a hard time. But it was just funny. When you said that, that's all I could think of was Chris Crocker when he was like, leave Brittany alone.
Leave Brittany alone.
It was That was way back. That was probably, oh, man, that had to be like 2012 or, I don't know. It was like, it was way back. It was over 10 years ago.
So you're listening to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and WSBR 88.1 in Lee. Also on PCTV Live, you're streaming. You guys can see us. But we'll be back right after this commercial break.
The BRTA offers training to any person or group new to using the bus system or the process. We have a certified travel trainer that will make the process easier. Our travel trainer will ride the bus with you until you are more comfortable with how everything works. They can teach you about fares, how to read the schedules, how to get on or off the bus, and pedestrian safety. If you are interested in this service, please email traveltraining@berkshirerta.com.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
We're back. We made it. Well, Billy made it.
Yeah, I did.
I've been here.
Yeah, and we're back. And this time I'm actually here.
So I was going to talk about, remember I've been talking about Harley the past couple shows. The little girl that comes in the store.
Oh, yeah.
So she came in the store the other day. Well, actually yesterday, to be honest with you. And she dyed her hair.
Did she?
Yeah, she dyed it black.
And really?
It was all over her hands. Corey Hillard, how you doing, buddy? I'm watching you, brother. How you going? What's he saying? I want to see what he says. He said, I can't read.
I don't know.
Dude, I need glasses, bro. Dang, matter of fact, I left my glasses at work. But anyways, so she comes in, her hands are covered in black. And I was like, what'd you do? She was like, I dyed my hair. And I was like, oh, okay. And I was like, and she was being mean to me. She was like, you're annoying. I don't like you anymore. I was like, keep it up. Wednesday's coming. She's like, no. I was like, yes. I will talk about you on the radio.
I see a red door and I want to paint it black. That's all. That's fun, though. I mean, when I was a teenager, I dyed my hair all kinds of colors.
Real? Yeah, I didn't do that, though. I only dyed it blonde. And you know how stupid I looked? I looked like... I looked stupid. Dude, I looked like Eminem on drugs.
It was the 90s thing, man. It was like, so I would shave my head, let it grow out a little bit, dye it blonde, like bleach it.
Yep.
And then just let it grow so I had bleach tips. I totally had that. I had that haircut.
It looked like worms coming out of your head.
I had that haircut, dude. I used to wear a visor, too. Oh,
did
it's
you
totally
wear it upside down.
It was totally. I should no.
Oh, that would have been great.
I should have told people my name was Brad.
My name is Brad, and this is Chad.
This is Chad, and I'm Brad.
Hi, it was so my name's Chad, and like I have my cool little. Yeah, I used to wear it up
like sideways.
Yeah, like they did like, a new like kid on the block.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah.
You remember
I
when?
Great.
Remember when Criss Cross wore all their clothes backwards?
Yeah, I was like. Winnie. And then people were doing it, but it didn't last long. It lasted like 5 seconds.
No,
people
I know.
People were like, I can't wear my pockets in the front.
I know. Like, it's not comfortable. Like, how do you, like, I think they had their clothes, like, specially made so they could wear it backwards.
But you go
to wear your clothes backwards. It was like trying to walk with, if you put your jeans on backwards, I dare you to put your jeans on backwards and try to walk around the house.
It's impossible.
It's
just the way they're built, you know.
They're not
you
built
can't
for
do
it.
You're like,
and it's
yo,
the
I
funniest
go,
thing to watch, let
it's
alone
hilarious.
Do. Yeah.
It's hilarious. Like when you're wearing your shirt and you're choking yourself, you're like.
Yeah, it always feels really, because you know you put it on backwards. If it's a tagless shirt and it's been through the wash a few times, the tag kind of disappears. But you know you put it on backwards because it feels
feel
like
it.
That, right?
Yeah, you're like.
Now imagine putting even sweatpants.
Your underwear.
Yeah,
putting thongs like, on backwards.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. I don't think.
These don't fit right.
Yeah, something's off.
Yeah,
something doesn't feel right.
Is this supposed to be a swimsuit or something?
this is
a Speedo.
Where'd the rest of the fabric go? I don't understand.
This is ridiculous.
I don't understand.
This is ridiculous.
Not without a major credit card.
Not without a major credit card.
But. But yeah, it was. I remember people walking around wearing their their clothes backwards, but he couldn't, like you said, they couldn't do it for long because they weren't made for it. And it really is difficult.
You look so dumb.
Clothes backwards.
You look so dumb.
Crisscross will make you wanna
jump, and you can't jump because you're gonna fall right on your face.
Yeah, your knees won't bend right.
It was funny because when I used to watch the video, I'm like, they're wearing their shirts, pants, coats, hats backwards. Why are their sneakers all on normal?
Yeah.
Why don't you wear those backwards?
Because they won't fit backwards.
I know, but why not? Just do it. Like your feet would be like this, you know.
Yeah, and. Then, yeah, that song alone, like trying to do that with all your clothes backwards.
It was, yeah.
You had to jump like with your ankles.
Yeah, you're like,
jump with your, do ankle exercises. That's about all you could do.
Yeah. And I always wear like the jerseys backwards. I'm like, I couldn't because it would be it would drive me nuts.
Yeah, it's choking you.
You're like,
and you knew it. And it was like, okay, I can't do this. I don't care. I don't care how cool the fat is. I'm not doing it.
It's not happening.
No. And it's, funny, we see all these fads.
Exactly.
You know, and then today we still see a new fads, and we're seeing the old stuff come back too. You notice that?
Yes. There's like there's a lot of people I've seen now wearing like bell bottom pants.
Yep.
The shirts I used to wear back in the '70s, stuff like that. And it's like, you know, these are
some of the '90s clothes is coming back.
Yeah, but it's funny.
It's funny.
It's funny because nobody can come up with a new idea because there's nothing.
Not really.
There's nothing.
I mean, you ever watch, have you ever seen like a fashion show or anything like that? Like where they actually introduce new fashion.
Yeah, like where they're wearing a couch.
Right. where like they're walking the runway and they're showing off all these new fashions. But I've seen them before and I'm watching it and I'm like, who's going to wear that?
Yeah, like who's going to wear a couch cushion?
What is going on? And some of them have been worn at like the Grammys or something like that. But. Which is funny. It's something to pick on, I guess. But nobody's ever going to really go out and buy these things and wear them around on a normal day. And I mean, these things are crazy things.
There was one I watched. I didn't like watch it, but I was like watching a video and all of a sudden it pops up. This guy's wearing like almost a donut with the hole in his face is in it.
Yeah.
The other part was a garbage bag. And I was like, who comes up with this?
That's what I mean. And these people make, like, these are, like, top fashion designers. And it's
you're not.
Wait a second. You just put on a garbage bag. Like, I could do that for free.
You're wearing a tire with rope around your waist. Yeah. What are you doing?
Yeah, and nobody's going to buy that.
No. I'm sure the layperson will.
No, the layperson is not going to go looking around Walmart for that garbage bag with the donut. It's just not going to happen.
Do you sell Versace's tires?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, what?
There was one fashion show that wasn't bad, and that was in a movie.
Which one was that?
Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead.
Oh, yeah. That's the only one that was good.
Yeah. She had some pretty good ideas.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I could see people, like, at that time of, you know, the century.
Yeah.
Like, I could see people probably wearing that stuff in California where they were. You know, but for the most part, you see these fashion shows and you're like, and I don't watch fashion shows, but like you said, like a video will come up, we'll be watching reels or something like that, but you'll see it.
There was one where this girl was walking, but she couldn't barely walk. She's like, she could barely move her legs.
It's so
tight. Like, she's going to die.
She's going to fall
down. She can't even catch herself because she has no arms. They're like in it.
It's like an earthworm.
Yeah. Why are you
earthworm outfit?
Yeah. Why are you wearing that?
Okay. Where are you going to wear that? So, not just is the fashion show like weird, like with weird fashion, right? But where are you going to wear these things? Like, are you going to go to a restaurant dressed like that?
You see someone wearing the donut head?
Where are you going to wear the donut? At the beach?
Could you see trying to order?
Because you never know. It could float.
Yeah. Could you see trying to order? I'll have the... I'll have the...
You like it? This is my new accessory, but I really don't know why I'm wearing it.
Like wearing a hat on the top of it, like this. Just put it there. Velcro. Yeah. Hey, guys. How's it going? Yeah.
you can get different donuts too. So you can get some with sprinkles and some with like
frosting.
Yeah, some chocolate frosting.
Ones with a strawberry and a smiley face.
Yeah. Hey, well, like, where are you going to wear that? At the water park?
That would be funny. Seeing somebody like, I'm floating because they can't pick their head up.
Good thing I got this donut.
And while he's floating, his body's underneath, like, oh, God.
Yeah. So, yeah, I do say, like, if I see stuff like that, I do wonder. I'm like, where would anybody want to wear this? Say I liked it, even.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's kind of neat. Where would I wear it?
Yeah, well, you, like... Hey.
I'm gonna go to the Red Sox game, and I'm gonna wear and I don't wear this garbage bag with you know, just as long as I can put my Red Sox hat on.
Latex with the pants coming out like this. Yeah.
Looks like Colonel pants.
Yeah. Exactly. And you're like, do you like my pants? Yes, Colonel, I do.
And this accessory that looks like a riding crop. It's like, yeah, exactly. What are you doing? Where are you going to wear it? Are you riding horses today?
Sitting there with your belly hanging
out.
We're
going to go to the horse track.
Sitting there with your belly hanging out. Like, do you like my crop top?
Yeah.
My latex crop top.
Remember when men used to wear crop tops?
Yes. Yeah. Dude, I watched a metal video the other day. Actually, no joke. I watched a metal video the other day. I laughed so hard because it was dude. He was like, yeah, bro. And I'm like, no.
He had the crop top on. Did he have crimped hair?
Yes.
That's even funnier.
Like crimped hair. He had like a mullet. He had like a poof in the front.
Yeah.
And hair in the back. I was like,
business in the front, party in the back.
You like that? Yeah. No.
I was just watching Terminator 2, and we were all commenting on his mullet. It was great. I'm like, oh my goodness, look at his mullet. In Terminator 2, the kid with the red hair, he had a mullet.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they were zooming around on the dirt bike.
He had, like the spikes, and it was a,
yeah, yeah. And he was zooming around on a dirt bike, and his hair was flapping behind him. And I'm like, look at that. I'm like, yes. I'm like people actually still get that haircut today.
Yeah, I don't.
I think
know.
I mean, you know what? I think it's awesome though.
But you get the haircut
if you can do it. If you can pull it off.
Glasses, dude. Oh, I can't wear those.
Yeah,
they're humongous.
They're like. Sunglasses?
Yeah, they're huge. Like, what are you doing?
It's I think
like,
it's cool if you can pull it off, though.
But it's funny because everyone wears them. They're like, hey, my name is Craig. How you doing?
Craig. I think, like, I've seen people with the haircut, and they do pull it off. Like, so, and it's like, that's awesome. Like, dude.
Yeah, they can do it. Some people can do it, and some people should never do it.
I saw somebody recently.
Like women.
Well, yeah. I mean,
no.
I mean, you can. You can do what you want.
You can, but sometimes it just doesn't look good, and you need to shave your head off, like shave your hair off.
I saw somebody with that haircut, and it was the coolest haircut. Like he had longer hair,
yeah.
So it was even better.
Oh,
and he
go.
Pulled it off. Like it was epic. It was an epic mullet, and I was like, I actually commented, and I was like, I love your mullet, dude. That's awesome. It was awesome.
There was a dude that came in my store, and he had a mullet. And I told him it was amazing.
You have to.
And he was like, what do you mean? I was like, your mullet's dope, dude. He's like, he was like, yeah, you know, and he goes, he flicked it. He was like, And I was like, okay, you just ruined it. Like, I literally was like, you ruined it.
No, that would have made it even better.
No,
you
ruined
that.
It.
Because if I saw, if I said something,
he was a big dude, but you don't flip it and ruin it for me, man.
He was like, that's funny.
He was like, yeah, I know, it's pretty cool. I was like, no.
I would have laughed.
Bieber, stop.
I would have totally laughed.
I did laugh, but I was just like, no, you ruined it. And he started laughing. He was like, why did I ruin it? I was like, you flipped your hair, and I can't.
I think it's fine. I flip my hair, and I don't even have hair.
Yeah, me too. I go,
I'm like, ooh, it's hot in here.
Or I do the Bieber thing.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Fixing my hair. You don't have any hair. I know.
Well, I'm just doing it. And just leave me alone.
Because it's fun. Just because you get to do it. Whatever.
The Bieber haircut.
That was scary.
So, but here's the thing. Like, I've thick hair. So when it grows in a bit, it's very hot. You know. So I'm like, I usually want to shave my head. Like right away, but I don't.
Yeah.
And when I see it, and I see the folks, the kids that wear the Bieber with all that hair, like in the front, and I'm like, how can, like, I don't care. Like, I'm not making fun of them at all. Not at all. I'm just wondering if it's really hot.
Yeah.
I'm curious, is it really hot? Because I don't even have that haircut. And just as my hair grows a little, I'm sweating.
There's a lot of kids that come into the store.
Yeah.
90% of them have Bieber hair. They're always like,
it's the thing.
I'm like, I just look at them and go, can you stop doing it? Like, stop. Just stop. And I wipe it, and you see the sweat.
Yeah, it looks like it would be really hot. Like, if you have thick hair, some kids have really thick hair. And it just looks like it would be really hot. So I'm curious if how they handle that.
It's like a helmet.
Yeah. How is it handled? Like, how do they keep themselves cool? That's what I'm just curious about.
I don't know. I don't know how they do it. It's too thick in the front.
I don't know.
It's just too, it's crazy.
But it's funny. It must take forever to try and get it. Yeah. To try and get it just right.
I don't know what it, I've seen so many kids lately with that hair in my store. And it's like, wow.
Dude, when we were kids, like, the messy look, like, you just rolled out of bed was it. And it was easy. You just rolled out of bed.
You're like, I'm here.
Yeah. Yeah. And people are like, oh, I like your hair. It's like, yeah, that's bedhead.
I know, dude. Isn't that cool, bro?
That's so awesome. It took me 2 seconds to wake up and just go.
You should do it, too.
And I didn't even use Aquanet.
Follow in my footsteps.
And I didn't even use it.
Yeah, follow in my footsteps.
Yeah. Your alarm goes off. You got 5 minutes to get to school. That's your haircut.
Yeah.
And that was it. There'd always be like one little piece sticking up in the back somewhere.
It was always like that, dude. Every time, like, you fix your hair, you comb it, it just keeps going.
Yeah.
Like, oh, come on. And you just.
As it dries.
Yeah. Then you shave it, and so for some reason, it's still
there.
Yeah,
you got that one little one.
How did I miss it?
Yeah, you got that one little one. It depends on your hair and if you got a colic. Let me tell you, having a colic with where your hair goes all different directions.
Oh, yeah.
That's hard.
Yep.
Because no matter what you do, and it grows. You got something sticking up somewhere, and you cannot get rid of it.
You've seen the video Hot for Teacher, right?
Yeah.
Where she's
yes.
Like, no, Waldo. You know, just, yeah, right? Yeah. My mom used to... Dude, she...
Did you...
She combed my hair, like, going. The part...
The part in the
was,
middle?
No, it wasn't in the middle. It was on the side. It was like...
Oh, no. Like,
I'm like... I hated it because she would always do what she did in the video. She'd be like, now, honey.
What's worse is they would lick their finger.
Yeah. Why would they
lick their finger? And then wipe it in your hair.
It's like, or they lick their finger and wipe your face.
Your face? You're like, oh, God. Yeah. Like, it was the worst.
It was the worst.
I hated it then. I hate it now.
TJ's
please
on.
Don't,
what's up, Tommy?
Please don't lick your thumb and come up to my face and wipe it on my
dude,
face. Okay? Please
gross.
Just don't do that.
Yeah, they're like, it's like, now, honey, don't make some friends at school.
I know.
You know, it's like,
they're all going to laugh at you.
Yeah.
They're all going to laugh at you. No, they're not. Go to your closet and pray. But, like, for real.
Get in the basement.
But I mean, it's like the cheek pinchers.
Yeah.
Like, you go to your grandma's house.
I hated that, dude.
And grandma always pinched your cheeks.
Oh, my God.
And it's like, that. I know that, like, I've got some round cheeks.
Yeah.
And they look like they're pinchable, but I'm going to tell you what.
They're not.
The skin on my face is really tough.
Yeah.
So you have to grab the whole face.
It's like.
And that hurts. And she would be like, oh, you're so cute.
You're so adorable. Can you stop?
Look at these cheeks. And I'd be like, that hurts. That hurts. I'd be like, am I going to? I thought I was going to have a bruise there. It looked like somebody beat me.
My grandma was brutal. My great grandma was brutal. She'd grab both. And
yeah.
She'd be like, oh my
doing
God.
Doing one of these numbers.
I'm like, what do you do? And she'd squeeze like hard, and then by the time she's done, they have a thumbprint and a fingerprint in her face.
Yeah, it looks like somebody rubbed blush on both sides.
Exactly. You look so adorable. So I remember when she was like, "Do you want some tea?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I always loved my grandma's tea."
Yep.
But I think she gave me hers.
Uh oh,
dude, there was like 8 pounds of sugar in there. I almost died. It was like.
Would you like one lump or two?
Would you like one lump or two? Maybe three. You know, but it was so gross. She didn't stir it. That's the problem.
Oh, so it all
when
sat
I
at
sipped
the bottom.
It was right there. I was like, ew. And I was like, Grandma, can I have a different tea? She's like, no, honey, you drink that one. I'm like, so she'd pour more tea in, and I'm like, I'd stir it, and I don't know what it is with the sound when you stir tea. It's like
tink, 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 tink. Yeah, yeah.
It was like, it's just, it's weird. I don't know. I'm just like, I love
it. It's a little, and if you notice, it's a little bit different than when you're stirring coffee.
Yep.
It's got a different sound.
Yeah, it's like dong, da, dong, dong.
Yeah, you stir your coffee and it's like click, 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 click. Like, but you stir your tea and it's like tink, 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 tink.
Yeah, when I stir my coffee, I stir it like my dad used to. So it kind of brings back memories. Yeah. It's just like,
yeah.
I'm like,
and you know why that is, because, you know, when you dump your sugar in or whatever, you want to just scoop it.
Yep.
So that it goes through the whole liquid.
Yep.
And then you don't have any sitting at the bottom where you get there and chew it.
Yep.
That's the worst. Yeah.
Mm. I love this coffee.
This is so good. Remember when?
What'd you put in here? Onions?
Yeah. Remember when Dunkin' Donuts didn't use the liquid sugar and they had just sugar and it would just sit at the bottom of your iced coffee?
No, they do. I always ask them to stir my coffee and they won't. And then I get
they
it.
They might,
like,
but it just sits at the bottom because it's granulation. You got to ask for the liquid sugar.
I have the guy stir it for me.
Yeah.
He does. He stirs it like super awesome.
Oh, good.
And it's fine.
But I used to chew it. Like, you just take a huge sip, like, out of the straw, and it's like, you're chewing the whole thing.
Dude, the worst thing was, I think it was like a week ago. I got coffee, and I'm drinking it. And as I'm drinking it, I get to the bottom, like, maybe this much left. And I went like this, like a really quick, and all the grounds were.
Oh, no. I was thinking it. I was thinking, I knew you were going to say it.
All I did was open my mouth and just let it pour out. I was like,
so you're like.
No, I was like this. I was like.
Yeah, just let it go.
Yeah.
You had like coffee grounds in your beard.
Yeah. All my employees were like, you all right? I was like, oh, my God.
They poured
take
you.
This. Take it. Like
they,
that.
They poured you the bottom of the,
so
coffee,
gross,
the coffee pot.
What I hate. Is when they make their coffee and they let it sit, and then they pour it for you, and you can taste the fact that it's burnt.
It's just been sitting a long time.
So
it's
gross.
Old.
Yeah. It does not taste good at all.
Yeah. Sometimes, I mean, you know, it isn't what it used to be, but sometimes, you know, it is. It's great, and you get a good cup, and you're like, yeah, this is awesome.
I love it when you get a good cup. You're like, oh, this is perfect.
Yeah, that's the best feeling ever.
Yeah.
Especially when you like when it's the morning time and you haven't had your coffee yet. That's your first one, and you go get a good cup, and it's a good one.
Yep.
That first sip is like, oh,
yeah. You're like,
oh, I know it's gonna be a good day.
So good.
I know it's gonna be a good day.
Or you get that first cup, and you're like, man.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I gotta go back and ask for more.
600 pounds of sugar. I need to wake up.
I need more creamer. I don't know.
I need more hamburger helper in this.
Or worse, like you order something and you're looking forward to it. You go to take a big sip of it and it's completely different than what you ordered. So like,
Ooh,
it doesn't
Razzo.
Taste that. It doesn't taste like anything that you ordered that you wanted.
That's funny.
That is. It's like. That's I don't know. That's like the worst wake up.
Yeah,
I think so. Lately I've been making coffee at home anyways.
So
you know,
so we got Lou Arazo on here, the founder of the Berkshire Adult Baseball League on here.
Yeah,
yeah. What's up, Lou? How you doing, buddy?
Well, welcome in, Lou.
Yeah,
I know that you talked a little bit about Berkshire Adult Baseball League in the past, and you had a guest on as well about it. So
good old TJ wants to come back on the show because he's like, I liked doing it.
Because it's fun.
He was like, oh, I want to do it again. What can we talk about? I was like, figure it out, man.
Yeah, we just kind of figure things out as we go. It's sort of like one of those things. But, yeah. But Lou was the original, like, one of the original founders.
Yeah, he's the one. Yeah,
you know, as I remember going through, I remember going through him a couple of times. The first time I actually did sign up for it. You know, the first, either it was the first year or second year. It might have been the first year that it went on, and I went through Lou. And the thing is I knew him from when I was growing up when I was in high school.
Yeah.
Because I knew his daughter.
Yeah.
Lisa. Hi, Lisa. I hope you're listening. I don't know if you are, but hi.
Hello.
and we all used to hang out, and I'd go over his house because it was right across the street from where I used to hang out all the time.
Yeah.
My high school sweetheart lived across the street.
Hey, sweet cheeks.
So it was awesome. And then I hear that he's, you know, running the show and doing this new thing, and it's baseball and it's what I love. So I was like, oh, I'm going to sign up for it. So I did.
Yeah. It's awesome, man. I loved it.
And then I realized how out of shape I was.
Yeah.
At the time.
When I first got picked by the Spiders.
Yep.
I was like, I got this, bro. And I said, first throw. Okay, hang on. Okay. No.
This used to be my playground. Yeah. Like this, it wasn't anything like it used to be when I was a kid.
No,
my arm was so good back then.
Yeah, my arm was.
I could throw from home plate all the way into center field to almost the know.
I can't
to the
even
fence.
Get it past second base.
Yeah, I'm like here I am trying to pitch a ball. I'm like, it bounces off the home plate. I'm like, wait a second.
Yeah,
what happened?
Yeah, what happened? What's going on here?
What happened was I got old.
What happened was
I ate too many Doritos.
Yeah, me too. Like hot dogs and pizza.
It's just it.
Hamburgers.
Cheeseburgers and pizza.
Hamburger helper my dad would make half the time.
I
made you some hamburger helper in there. We'll get some. What kind is it? Beef stroganoff. Oh, yeah. All right.
You always knew when hamburger helper was being made because you could smell it outside.
Yeah.
And you'd, like, become, you'd
hamburger
come,
helper.
Yeah. You'd be coming home and you could smell it outside. You're like, oh.
I don't know what my mom used to do, but I remember when she would, I thought she was cooking hamburger helper. I hauled into the house and I was like, hamburger helper. She was like, meatloaf. I was like,
what a letdown. No, I don't know if it was good or not, but
no, it was juicy. But I hate when she puts onions. She puts like 7,000 pounds of onions in it. I can't eat that.
Yeah.
It's gross.
Yeah.
I don't mind onions, but that's way too much. But when she made her pot roast, oh my Lord, phenomenal.
I love pot roast.
Yeah. She gave it to my wife one time. My wife was like, oh, how do you make this? My mom goes, family secret.
Yeah.
I was like, see, how is that a secret?
It takes a long time.
And I messed with her. I was like, I'm going to cook one just like you. She's like, you'll never cook it like me. What do? I bring it over, put it on the thing. I was like, eat that. She eats it. She was like, wow, that's tender. I was like, how'd you do that? I was like, family secret.
I know the family secret.
She's like, you're an idiot.
It was Chantel. It was all her.
It was Chantel helped me season it, tenderize it. She beat it with a hammer.
Yeah, the while.
She was like, so I was going to beat it with a hammer. Like, I was banning the roast beef. It's not, whatever.
My name is Chantel.
My name is Chantel. And then, I sprinkle it
We're
with
going to call this pot Chantel.
Yeah. And I season it with all these delicious things, and it's like, my name is Chantel. And then
Chantel pot roast.
Yes. Shot roast.
Yeah. Shant roast.
Shant roast. I put it on some seasoning.
And then we're going to Christopher walking our butts into the dining room, yes. And we're going to be schmeating it.
Yeah, we're going to be schmeating it. Could you see her saying that? Do you guys want some schmeat? You guys got to sit here and have some of the schmeat. It's delicious.
Totally could see him saying that.
He would. Chantel, sit down. You're annoying.
If you don't, I'm going to make you.
If you don't sit down, I'm going to beat you with a spoon.
The serving spoon.
Yeah.
Sit down.
That's rude. I don't believe you hit me in the head with that. You're so stupid.
I forgot what my name was. Oh, yeah, Chantel.
My name is Christopher. Wait, what? My name's Chantel. Yeah, that's it.
Oh, man. That would be funny.
That would be great. What a dinner party that would be.
Yeah, and of course you got to have the guy. Use my strong hand.
Yeah, you got to have that guy.
You got to have him in there serving.
Don't you? Use my strong hand. Make room for Fanny. Watch my fanny. Make room for fanny.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, thank you, child. I do my bum busters every day. I squeeze really tight and I let loose. Squeeze really tight and I let loose.
Oops.
Oopsie. Oh, you got the toothbrush and the. I cook it with all the giblets. I know what that is, but I'm going to lick it anyway.
I do. I love that movie. That whole part, I die every time.
I know. I have to watch it a couple times too. It was like, I just can't stop laughing at it.
But the whole thing when we did with Christopher Walken doing it, that was best.
Yes.
That was so funny.
Last week, that was funny.
I didn't do the make room for Fanny part, but make room for Fanny. Watch the Fanny.
It's so beautiful.
Well, thank you, child. I do my bum busters every day. Squeeze really tight, and I let loose. Squeeze really tight, and I let loose. Ooh.
You gotta make him whisper, though.
Yeah. Squeeze really tight.
Be like exactly.
That. Oh, man. Or Chantel doing that would even be better. That would be...
It would be weird.
But it would be funny.
My name is Chantel. It's really tight.
Here, take my strong hand. Oh, by the way, my name's Chantel.
Child.
My name's Chantel Child.
Chantel Child.
Make room for Fanny.
I'm coming here.
Here I come.
Get out of the way.
It's so nice. Thank you. I do my bum busters every day. I squeeze really tight, and I let loose, and I squeeze really tight, and let loose. Oopsie.
Oopsie. I made a poopsie.
I made a squirty. Well, it stinks. Got to get out of here.
Oh, I know. Uh-oh. We're seconds away.
Aww. Well, that's it for Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea. We want to thank you for listening to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and WSBR 88.1
and PCTV.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.